You are listening to Life Heritage Moments with international evangelist and Bible teacher Dr. Keith Augustus Burton. Life Heritage Moments is a production of the Life Heritage Radio Network. Each program is designed to encourage Christians to consider what it really means to be a Christian as it challenges them to transform words into deeds.
This is the fifth and final part of the message, Sex and the City.
Some of us remember the story of David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. David, king of Israel. The strange thing about it, this was in a polygamous age, so he could have had any wife that he wanted. But let me tell you something, when you find yourself experimenting and you know you can have anybody you want, somehow you want that thing that you can't have. And so Sister Bathsheba's taken a bath. I've heard some people, some preachers blame Bathsheba. Don't blame Bathsheba. The king should have known better. And Brother David sleeps with Sister Bathsheba. And lo and behold, she misses her period. And the telegram comes. David, I'm pregnant. Now, Bathsheba's husband, the African Uriah, he was a Hittite, man of Heth, son of Canaan, son of Ham. So the African Uriah was one of David's best friends. When that song, when you're in love with a beautiful woman, better watch your friends. Huh? Let me tell you something before I move on with this story over here. Some people feel that they can maintain relationships with people of the other sex. And some people have managed to do so successfully. But let me tell you something. When there's a man and a woman who work in close proximity and who hang out together, there is always a chance of something happening. That's why most people say, oh, it was a mistake. Because they never meant for it to happen. So we have to be very carefully who we choose as our friends. Some people say they'll always be friends with their ex-girlfriend or ex-boyfriend. You better keep that ex-boyfriend in Bangladesh. So David sleeps with Bathsheba, she gets pregnant. Remember what the wise man said, a fool sleeps with another man's wife. She gets pregnant. And so he calls Uriah from the battlefield. He says, Uriah, no, you're my boy, you know? Doing his favor for you so, you know, you can have a little time with the honey. You know, with your wife, not the honey, you know, but with the wife. Well, your wife should be your honey. But Uriah understood there was a greater course. Men, there are some things more important than sex. Oh, did someone say what? But there are some things more important than sex. And Uriah decided that he was not going to do it right now. And so, of course, David and Bathsheba are in a predicament. Now, they could have waited until the child was born. Then Uriah would have had, what they call it, a jacket. But remember, Uriah is an African. He would have known that ain't my child. And so the long and the short of it, David has Uriah killed to cover up his sin. And the young infant dies. Let me tell you something. You may think that you can get away with it, but all that sneaking around is hard work. No, you can't find a hotel in Huntington. It's too small. To creep out somewhere, give a false name to the desk clerk. Looking left and right. Going to tell lies to your spouse. It's hard work. The Sex and the City, we're going to bring this to a close tonight. We're going to bring this to a close. And so we've seen then that illicit sex is the most common addiction that plagues our society. And although society may endorse it again in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, God lets us know that all those who engage in illicit sex will not inherit the kingdom of God. Some like to pick out certain segments of sexuality. Some Jamaican singers talking about boom, bye, bye. But let me tell you something. It's more than just homosexuals who will hear the boom, bye, bye in the day of judgment. Oh, I know this evening that it could be hard to break an addiction. But let me tell you something in closing. There are steps to victory. Very quickly, if anyone in here is struggling with sexual addictions, you need to push those sexual stimuli out the way. Maybe to cut off that cable TV, throw away those CDs and those DVDs. Control that remote. Yes, I know you paid to rent that movie, but there is an off button if it's getting out of control. Just touch that button and take it back to the store and try to get a refund. And if you're a young person dating, beware of heavy petting. Let me tell you something. When you start getting into that heavy petting, there are some buttons that are pushed in you that you just won't know how to control. So stop it before it starts. Job says in Job 31 verse 1, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully on a woman. Make that covenant because it starts in the mind. Oh, hopefully tonight some have been impressed if they find themselves in any of these categories. But if you are guilty this evening, I'm here to let you know that there's hope. Yes, there's hope. In the Gospel of John chapter 8, we read about the story of the woman who was brought to Jesus, caught in the very act of adultery. Oh, they had pictures. Oh, they knew that she was guilty. But when they took her to Jesus, Jesus knew how rough it was for her to survive in such a hypocritical world, a world that would bring the man forward and let the man get away. That Jesus said to them, let him who is without sin be the first to cast the stone. Oh, I don't know if there's anyone here struggling with homosexuality. I'm not here to throw stones today. Anyone struggling with fornication, I'm not here to throw stones. Anyone here who may be struggling with adultery or autosexuality, I'm not here to throw stones. But I'm here to let you know that when Jesus released the woman, he gave her some very firm words. He said, I'm letting you go, but go and sin no more. He let her know that you may have a dirty past, but your future can be glorious. He let her know that they may have called you a prostitute, but tomorrow you can walk around like a saint. He let her know that you may have soiled your clothes, but I'm here to give you a new, a clean, a bright garment. I don't know what you've been through. I don't know what you're going through. But today, the word from the Lord is that you can leave this place and you don't have to continue in sin. And when God told her to go and sin no more, he did it because he had faith in her. Oh yes, he knew that she may still have desires for that man. He knew that she may still want to run back into his arms. He knew that she'll still walk away with a reputation. But he knew that with the help of the Holy Spirit, when the devil whispered in her ear and tried to push her into the bed of lust, she could stand up before the devil and said, "You have no control over me because I'm a child of the King. I've been born again. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus." Oh, my brothers and sisters, whatever you've done, wherever you've been, I'm here to let you know that access to the kingdom has been granted. Yes, some of us have dirty past, but guess what? We've experienced the joy of being washed and sanctified and justified and restored, and that joy can be yours this evening. I'm going to give a call this evening. It's going to be a very brief call. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands or anything else. This is going to be between you and God. Between you and God. I'm going to ask if every head can be bowed right now. Every eye closed. And because even as the song is being sung, you're going to be talking to Jesus. And the first call goes out to those who know they have some stuff in their homes, in their possession, that needs to go. Could be some CDs, some DVDs, I don't know. Some pictures, some magazines. And the Spirit has convicted you that if you want wholeness in Christ, if you want to move out of your prison house of lust, then these have to go. It could be an illicit relationship with someone who is not your spouse. But this evening, between you and God, you are going to pledge that those things that have misdirected your attention will no longer be a part of your life. Oh, it's not going to be easy. But I'm here to let you know that it can be done.
I trust you've been blessed by this series over the past 5 weeks. Remember, if you are caught in some sexual sin, Jesus Christ is able to make you clean from the inside out. Trust in him and he will give you the victory. If you would like a CD of the entire message, be sure to send your tax-deductible love offering to Life Heritage Moments, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Moments, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. And be sure to write on the check, Sex and the City. God bless.
Please visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org, where you can listen to other programs and view the other services of Life Heritage Ministries. If you wish to partner in this ministry, you may make a secure donation on our webpage, or you can send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, Post Office Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Don't forget to tune in again next week, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.